Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been following what's going on in Qatar. We wanted to get some kind of an understanding and some perspective. Andy Rice is a speaker, he's a writer and a strategist. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So do you think the probably the most common debate that my friends are having was this all already planned? In other words, was there always going to be this alcohol ban, or was this something that happened really at the last minute?
I think it certainly hadn't been planned. I think that it caught the main sponsors by surprise, and it forced them to start to think what to do. At this late stage in the process, with the tournament actually underway, there's no point in getting into a huff and abandoning the sponsorships, but it does change very radically what you can do with your brand if you're an alcohol brand. And Budweiser is right up there sponsoring the whole World Cup, and they must, as they said in a tweet which they removed quite quickly when the news came out that alcohol would not be available for sale in or close to the stadia. And they said, this is awkward.
I love that. I absolutely loved that tweet. It was done with such humor.
Well, exactly. It took a little bit of the edge out of the debate. But the reality is that I think that the sponsors are digging through their contracts to look for the clauses that allow, if there are any, that would allow the Qatari government to take this kind of a step. It really is unprecedented.
What does this say about brand Qatar? Because it's certainly, you know, when we compare it to the 2010 South African World Cup, there was obviously concerns. There was concerns about crime. Would we be able to pull it off? But ultimately, it did brand South Africa tremendous good because people were warm. The country's beautiful. It ran reasonably well. It really put us, it showcased us in a very positive light. What is all of this doing to brand Qatar, and do they care?
That last little observation of yours, do they care, may well be the kind of thing that's at the heart of this debate. I'm doubtful that the Qatari authorities and government really understand what brands are about, otherwise they wouldn't make this radical move, which has really upset people's trust in the Qatari brand and in any brand. Trust is probably the one word you want to have associated with your brand. Mm. If you can't trust people to do things the way you expect them to, then you probably won't get involved with them at all. So I think that the Qatari government will have a real problem trying to offer to organize other major sporting events.
In terms of this event, obviously it's got off to this very, very strange start. People are still watching the football, but there's a lot of unease about it. We've got the UK position with not being able to wear the armbands. We've got people not going. You've got celebrities being criticized for having gone. What does this all mean at the end of it? Are we likely to forget that part and remember the soccer? Or is this going to be the overriding, overarching feeling and memory that we share about this World Cup?
I think it'll quickly fade into history as other rounds in Olympics.
Oh, I am struggling to hear. There seems to be a bit of interference, Andy. Let's just try that again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm in a very poor area.
That's right, but we can hear you now. I'm sorry, you were saying that it's likely to...
I think it's likely to be forgotten quite quickly. The people go there for the football first.
We are battling with that line. That was Andy Rice, speaker, writer, strategist, discussing the implications of the alcohol ban by Qatar towards the FIFA brand. So what do you think this means? So first of all, the question I want to ask you is, do you think that this was something that the Qataris were always going to do? Or was this something that it just came to the last minute that the royal family said, you know, this is just against our principles. We are absolutely not going, we can't live with this.